Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future. Reminders.
Welcome to the fourth episode of our Crime Fighters series, The Secret of the Bones. In the previous episode, some neighbors found the pajamas of a kidnapped one-year-old boy called Zuri in the dustbin of the traditional healer Lindia Wanga. An angry mob from the Busuku slums set Lindia's house on fire and threatened to kill her. Lindia insists she's innocent, but now she's in police custody as a prime suspect in Zuri's kidnapping. The boy was snatched from his parents' blue and bapoto, but it's not clear whether he's dead or still alive. The investigations is keeping the local police officers Naki and Sive very busy. And things aren't getting any calmer in Busuku either. Stay tuned for this new episode, Playing on Fears. We start at Lindia's house, where the firefighters are trying to put out the flames. A huge crowd has gathered, and people are trying to stop the firefighters from doing their work. Zuri's mother Blue, her friend Faith, and Blue's mother-in-law Kulu are all at the scene.
Here come Inspector Sive and Naki. Who called the police?
Police! Leave the firefighters alone.
Disperse immediately.
We are not going anywhere.
Does anyone know who set Lindia's house on fire?
Burning down that witch's house is exactly the right thing.
She's not a witch.
We heard that, Kulu.
Kulu and Blue will need to talk to you when everything's calmed down around here.
About what? I think the witch's house should burn.
Yes.
But I didn't start the fire.
Step back, people. We have to do our job. We can't find a fire like this.
Move back, move back. That's enough, people. Move back.
Step away. Let them do their job. Move back. Move back.
Oh, Kilks. You've put out the fire. Great job, sir.
Thank you.
Great.
It seems some people here know how it started.
Yes, I think you're right. Kulu and Blue, come with us to our car, please.
What for? You are not going to waste my time again.
Oh, you'll talk to us, ma'am. But let's start with you, Blue. Come this way, please.
I still don't trust Kulu. I think she may have conspired with that witch, Lindia, and is now just pretending not to like her. Did you find the two men Lindia sent?
Blue, there's no proof yet that Lindia actually did it. It was only Shava's guess that a woman sent Zuri's kidnappers.
We are waiting for the results from forensics. They are currently analyzing the fingerprints on Zuri's bracelet and some hair they found on his pajamas.
But his things were found in Lindia's waste bin. If it wasn't her, who else could have taken my baby?
We've received a few leads from the public. One of our colleagues is following them up.
I still think Bapoto's mother could be hiding something. Kulu has never liked Zuri.
Sive and Naki continue to question Blue. Kulu still claims not to know anything about how the fire started. Later on, Naki and Sive go back to Busuku police station.
Kulu's denying any involvement in the burning of Lindia's house, but she does support what was done.
Do you think she set the house on fire, Sive?
I don't know, but we have to keep a close eye on her. She's definitely a person of interest.
You're right.
So now we have to tell Lindia that her house was set alight and the firefighters couldn't stop the flames in time.
Yes, Sive. It's not pleasant having to give someone that sort of news for the first time. But wait until you have to tell someone their relative has died. I hope forensics get back to us soon with the results of the DNA analysis.
Hear that, Naki? It sounds as if something's happening outside the police station.
Fans of Shava's soccer team, maybe? They always chant and sing walking down this road after their marches. I don't like the sound of this, Sive. Get me the loud hailer and the tear gas gun. Come on, let's hurry.
Sive and Naki leave their office to find out what's happening.
What's going on here? Who are these people?
They seem to be here because of Lindia.
This is a mess, Naki. What do we do with them now?
I'm not sure yet. And we don't have many officers here. The few we have are mostly out on patrol.
Let me call them back.
Yes, please do that.
Attention, attention, all officers on patrol. This is Central Station. We need backup immediately. Attention, all officers on patrol. This is Central Station. We need backup immediately. Over.
Thank you, Sive. Stand next to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Sergeant Naki. This is an illegal gathering. I'm giving you 1 minute to disperse. Move away. Move now. Move. Okay, you now have 5 seconds left. Otherwise, we'll fire tear gas. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sive, fire the tear gas now.
Right away.
The angry mob runs away from the tear gas and is forced to disperse outside the police station compound. A few hours later, in another part of town, Sheva is in his consulting room with a patient. But wait, isn't that Blue's friend?
Good evening. Remind me of your name, please. It's Faith, isn't it?
Yes, Sheva.
How are you?
I'm okay, I guess, Sheva.
To what do I owe this visit from such a beautiful young lady? How old are you?
I'm 17.
Ah. And what can I help you with?
My catering business still isn't doing well. If it fails, I don't know what I'll do. And all the people who hate me will rejoice. I need your help.
Okay. Let's see what the ancestors say, shall we?
Yes, please.
Blow in this bag of bones, please, Faith.
Okay.
Let's see what the bones are saying.
Yes, Sheva.
The catering business you started is still not doing well.
Help me, Sheva.
You have very strong competitors. Ah! They have put an evil thing inside you.
Who? Who, Sheva? What did they put inside me?
I see wealth. Yeah. But it's being blocked by this demon.
Please. Please help me, Sheva. Please.
I have to eat the demon from the inside.
I need your help, Sheva. Whatever it takes, I will do it.
Remove your clothes.
Okay. If you really think it will help, I trust you, Sheva.
Open your legs.
Sheva, no. Please, at least use a condom.
No condom. This is the only way I can force the demons out.
That's where we end it for today. What kind of healing is this that involves sex with an underage girl? How will this help her business? What lengths does Sheva make his clients go to when they put their fate in his hands? Don't miss the next episode of The Secret of the Bones to find out more. Remember, for this story and many others, you can visit our webpage dw.com/crimefighters or join us on Facebook at DW Africa. Goodbye for now.